How's it going, everybody? It is your favorite apostates. I'm McKay.
I'm Jordan.
And welcome back, obviously. But let's just jump into it. We kind of talked about this on stream last week. We briefly touched on it because it kind of blindsided us. We've been disconnected for a little while, I would say. Jordan's connecting with her roots in romance novels right now. So Reddit and all this shit, even for me, is at the fucking the back of our minds, which has honestly been a nice change of pace because we just consume too much.
We do.
Right? So,
but we're all gathered here today, unfortunately, because not enough Nelsons
has graced us today with
more horrifying behavior that will surprise no one.
Yeah, they've been up to their same old bullshit that they've been doing since the last time that we've talked about them. I can't even remember, to be honest, the last thing that we said about them.
It's their stupid
purity
talks they give their daughters.
I feel like there was something in between that, but anyway, regardless. Yeah, we did, they tried to get that video removed because we were extremely critical. Luckily, YouTube does have some transparency, so we got a copy of the email that she sent to YouTube for the takedown request. And in that, she and Tiffany alleged that one of the kids was bullied at school directly related to our video. Now, first off, I can't verify that, but I'm going to err on the side of kids are getting bullied. That does make me feel bad. Second part of that, though, I'm not just going to say that, is my video was, our video was so much smaller. You have way more millions of views than we do. I'm going to take a guess that your content is reaching more people than mine is.
I just have
giving kids at school to make fun of your kids. You're just handing it out on a silver platter.
Here, let me help you with this, Tiffany, since this seems to be so f***ing difficult for you to wrap your brain around. If you don't want your kids to be embarrassed about it, take the f***ing video down. It's really that simple, because even if we took ours down, that's still the problem. If you think our reaction to that video is what's embarrassing,
your stuff is still there.
Get it through your thick f***ing head that our video is not the problem.
There's our little bit of background when it comes to Not Enough Nelsons. Obviously, I'll put a link to that video if you'd like to go check that out.
It's super old.
Yeah, it's super old. I'm almost positive that they've made copycat videos like that, which is just f***ing, it blows my mind that there's other iterations of that same video. There should not even be one.
YouTube emailed her back and said that there was nothing that we did that falls out of line with YouTube content guidelines and TOS. So
I won't make fun of your kids.
Your kids didn't do anything wrong.
You're the one who's doing stuff wrong. Or if I know you don't think it's wrong, but at the very least, it's weird. It's weird and gross. And don't put that on the internet. I'm sure people do much weirder things, but up till now, this tops them as far as family vloggers go in the Mormon universe. So let's recap. Not Enough Nelsons, Mormon family vlog channel. They have 16 kids and they post like 3 times a week and they do just a lot of like getting ready and cleaning up and taking the kids to school.
There's nothing interesting about them other than they have 16 children
and they're rich as f***.
Yeah.
And most recently they went on a trip because one of their daughters returned from her mission to Washington, D.C., which they went to pick her up. Which, what a privileged thing to be able to do. Even my sibling that served in California didn't get picked up from with my parents. But anyway, they went for a vacation after picking up their daughter from her mission. They decided to take a vacation to Maui. Now, if you live in the United States, and I don't know, it may be world news, you may know that Maui has had a recent tragedy, which the lives of several people have been lost. It's tragic, obviously. There are lots of people who could have done something, lots of systems that are in place that completely failed, and a lot of people lost their lives, and those who didn't lose their lives, a lot of them were displaced from their homes. They lost everything. It's awful. So now, considering that this family vlog channel went to Maui and there's a tragedy in Maui, at the same time, you would logically think they would make a short post addressing it and they wouldn't take advantage of the situation. Oh, wait.
Nah.
That
we're talking about family vloggers here.
Is not the case. We are doing this after all of the videos have been posted, of which there are five videos where they directly included language and points addressing the tragedy in their videos, but it's not the main focus.
Been the most unhinged thumbnails I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's fucking awful. Usually I would want to react to some of this stuff, but the last time I did that, it was so much blurring of other kids' faces. And I understand that they're already out there or whatever, but my integrity, I just don't want that on my hands. I take strides to not have that kind of stuff on my mind. And I don't want to react to a whole video. There's just to blur all our kids' faces. Anyway, so there are five vlogs related to this trip. And I'll say the trip because they just used the tragedy kind of as a stepping stone to just post their regular vlogs, which is gross. So anyway, let's first start with the thumbnails of these because this is the worst.
Tiffany might be going through a midlife crisis. And I understand it's impossible pretty much these days for anybody to not be confident in what they look like or be insecure about their appearance, especially for women. And so I'm not making fun of the fact that Tiffany might not be confident in the way that she looks, but these thumbnails
especially
are insane.
The first two. So I'm going to throw the first two ones up here. This one is how to pack for Maui with 16 kids, which is, by the way, 16 kids. She did not take 16 kids to Maui. The three oldest kids who are living out of the house, I think two of them are married and one of them is going his own way. Bless his heart. They did not go. So that's three down. And then another one of the kids stayed home for some extracurricular functions. So there's a fourth one. So it's 12 kids at most. I didn't bother counting them. I was watching this shit on 2x speed. It was too much.
That's girl math, anyway, baby.
So this first one, how to pack for Maui with 16 kids in brackets before the heartbreak. Like, who is this?
Like, this was filmed before the thing happened. And so she had the wherewithal that after all of this went down, she went back and edited the video that had nothing to do with it and added it in there.
Yeah. It's just,
like, come on.
It's giving weird. Like, big time weird. And so they went on this trip and they came back and she included stuff in the video, like footage that she shot after the trip, and addressed the fact that there was a whole fire situation before. Like, she didn't even have to include for Maui how to pack for vacation with 16 kids, 12 kids. Sorry.
That doesn't get clicks, though.
Yeah, doesn't get clicks. This video has absolutely nothing to do with Maui. That's what we call, what's it called, Jordan?
Clickbaiting.
Oh, clickbaiting. Should be in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. I don't know if it is or not.
Which, don't get me wrong, there's nothing, in my opinion, wrong with clickbaiting some things. Like, it's kind of the nature of YouTube and the internet.
But it's the optics.
But it's what this is about is the thing. Like, exactly. It's clickbaiting a tragedy, and that's not okay.
So that's my first qualm. This thumbnail is not nearly as off the walls as this one, however. Like, who is that? I'm going to blur the kids' faces because they look generally normal. But who the hell is this? Who edited this?
That is not Tiffany. I don't know who the f*** that is. But this is like they plopped a bunch of Tiffany pictures into an AI.
Seriously. And they had it create an amalgam or something.
Yeah, it's AI Tiffany. But there is, I mean, not a wrinkle on that face. Nothing. Like, that is not what a regular, normal woman her age looks like. So I don't know what the hell that is.
And it's not like she's not pretty.
No, it's just giving midlife crisis. Like,
you're a mom of 16 kids. Like, just...
You look good. Just stop trying to act like you're 18. Yeah.
I'd also love to point out the, like, hyper-consumerism in this thumbnail right here. Like... The AirPods Maxes,
the pizza.
Like, fucking Starbucks. I don't even think they went to Starbucks.
Why at
the
airport or anything. Why is there a pizza coming out of her head?
But then,
unhinged nonsense is this?
Then there's the me and my family were in Maui when the heartbreak began. ...
Which allow us to
just two dots. It's not an ellipses. It's a typo at that point.
As of today, 9 days ago, when it was posted, this has 1.1 million views on it.
And just look at this thumbnail. It's edited. It's a Photoshop. They're not on that balcony. And yeah, this is from their hotel balcony. I don't know if you could see the flames or whatever. In the video footage, you couldn't. So maybe if you brightened it up or whatever, you could. But they definitely did not stand out on that balcony.
And also, it would be primo parenting if they were truly that close to it and were standing out on the balcony to make sure they got a picture of it.
There's that 1% uncertainty. I'm pretty certain that is Photoshop, but that 1% really scares me that it's an actual photo. And then, of course, they were having difficulty getting to the airport because they had to go by a lot of the destroyed area in order to do so.
How will I, rich, privileged, white Tiffany with so much money, how will I get my kids back? Like, are you serious?
Yes. Which, you know, I understand, but they, like, make a whole big thing out of it and...
What about the people who are there?
I know.
What about the people that are there just trying to get out of the line of tragedy that they're currently in? And Tiffany's whining about the fact that they can't get back to the U.S.
Yeah.
As if they couldn't throw a bunch of money at someone to get back. Like, get f***ing real.
Or go to their plot of land that they're building a house on. McMansion. So anyway, this is where it comes into to focus where... These vlogs are about them. They're including this tragedy in there, but it's a complete afterthought. And they're using that afterthought to get extra clicks, which is so classless.
It's nasty behavior.
Gross.
It's goblin behavior.
Yeah, it's goblin behavior. And then there's this one, the f***ing cringe, which...
How will I get my kids home, finding our way back home?
With 16 kids... Oh, strike that. 12 or so kids.
It's the crying in the thumbnail for me. Yeah. Like, she may be authentically crying, but anybody who's been on YouTube for, like, the last decade knows how f***ing pathetic it is to post... A thumbnail of yourself crying.
Yeah.
It's giving Trisha Paytas.
It's like, giving this one especially. This is giving that one Mr. Beast thumbnail that changed like four times. Of the weird kid when he donated a bunch of like hearing aids or something
that. Yeah.
So it's just... It's weird. So those are the thumbnails, but I mean, collectively we have 700,000 views, 726,000 views, 1.1 million views, 606,000 views, 568,000 views. Like, that's a lot of clicks on your channel.
Big money.
So
big money.
And like, I understand that you have to make the content, especially because you're probably writing the whole trip off. I know how taxes work. I understand how they work. But maybe it just wasn't a good time to do it.
This is stupid behavior. You know better. I don't need to explain this to you. Like, you know better than this.
Yeah,
to create one video about this, in my opinion, still kind of skating on inappropriate for me, given how much, like, how you make your content.
One vlog. Now, they could have taken this opportunity to make it about the people in Lahaina exclusively. which is the correct way to go about this, because they still went on the trip and they were there and everything like that. So you can use that as, I don't know, like a monument or whatever you call it, like a monolith, like, hey, this is what's happening there. And we want to help people, which is what they add in these videos. But as you'll see in a little bit, it, and we're going to discuss a little bit.
But that's not their main motivation. And yeah. Some, their stupid fans are going to come on here and argue that that is their main motivation. I don't care. Unless you guys are on the other side in YouTube studio looking at their AdSense that they're pulling in from these five videos, I don't want to f***ing hear it.
Yeah. It's like, are you so boring that you couldn't have replaced? Like, I know she had them planned because in the videos, in the footage that she took in Hawaii, she was referencing the other videos. She had them planned out. So, like, I understand that you had something planned, but guess what? A lot of people had a house and now they don't. So maybe plan something else.
It's for also your lazy.
Three episodes.
Like, to have your videos planned out to be centered around the content that you were, like, what you were going to film anyway, like your day to day, where you went, like all of that stuff. But then lazily throwing in like Maui content for like 5 minutes in each of these videos that have nothing to do with the actual video itself. Like, that's clout goblin behavior. And that's lazy. It's lazy.
Yeah.
Like, you're just pulling clicks from something that has nothing to do with something else. Like, it's pure prime clickbait, but not like, okay, clickbait. Like, this is gross.
So I want to include some of, she shot like a little piece talking about what had happened and some person that she knows and a message that she received. She included this video in the three vlogs where they're actually in Lahaina, in Maui, and didn't change it any of the times. But anyway, I'm going to show you that because it's just her talking and there are some points that I want to hit on in that little bit. So
we're going to go get the kids.
We got this. In the car.
A very special message was sent to me yesterday. This was from a family that we are helping. If you have not heard about our suitcase supplies, please watch this video. But also, you could just go down in the description. It will explain it all down there. Before I share this message, I wanted to say thank you.
Please watch this other video.
Yes, so please we can get more click money. On the other video.
I'm not going to explain it to you right now. I'm not going to reiterate. I'm going to have you go watch that one go also on so you can figure it out.
Yeah. Let me give you the rundown. The idea that she had, I'm sure she's the first this person to ever f***ing think of this, but she had like a group of... She had a group of 13 families that she essentially, she went on Amazon and made a registry for them, and you could go and it would ship to them or a warehouse that they were going to. I don't know why she picked that warehouse. It's for some like wedding event planning.
I was going to say, do they have a way of even getting the things?
That's the thing too, is she's like, yeah, go and buy these things on Amazon. We'll ship them to this warehouse. Okay. How do they get to the warehouse? Also, no. How does the shit get from, it's not like you live in here where I could order something and it can come to my house the same day. They're on an island.
And their house probably burned down.
And there was a major catastrophe that just happened. In the vlogs, they had no power like the whole time that they were there. So how are these going to get to, roads were closed. They couldn't even get to the airport for a little bit. But yeah, Amazon packages are going to make it to this warehouse in a timely manner.
I'm just sitting here thinking the whole thing that would, I mean, if you're going to spend the money anyway, it seems like the best solution would be to directly send them money that doesn't require like picking up from a bank or like going to a warehouse. Like if I'm directly Venmoing somebody money, then they have the money right then and there to use what they need to use it on. Like, I'm not dogging on the fact that she's trying to be helpful, and I'm sure this is helpful in some ways.
It's but just so...
Is this the best way to go about it?
Logistically, it's completely... They don't even think it through.
No, especially if they're having infrastructure issues. Like, this is not a guarantee. Like, this is going to make it harder. Yeah. And if the supplies are not the thing that they really need right now, then it's kind of a waste.
Yeah.
And I would rather be giving them directly what they need.
Yeah.
And
exactly, because, like... I don't know if she collaborated with these people so they could choose what they wanted, but it would be kind of shitty if she was just like, here, you can wear all this stuff and here's what you need and here you go. All my followers bought it for you. And it's like nothing that they want. It's kind of a moot point. Like, just give them cash.
If this is what they asked for, then great. But yeah. I question if this is the most, if this is like the best utilization of people helping. Like, if we have the people who are willing to mobilize and help, yeah, then let's figure out what the best way is to go about that.
Exactly.
Rather than narrowing in on something that might prove to be useful, but might not be at the top of the priority list. Yeah. I don't know. People are going to come and bitch and say that
we're just haters. We're just haters. Whatever. It's just, you got to think these things through, because, I mean, at the point that these things got to them, it might not have even been useful.
So. And maybe this is what they said that they all wanted, yeah, but
hey, I would love to eat my words.
If that's great, if that's what it is, then great. But I don't think there's,
yeah,
a one fit of one size freaking hair on my face somewhere. I don't know if this is a one size fits all thing.
Yeah. The other semi-troubling thing, though she did address it, so I only have her word to go off of, is she had those registries, but for people who weren't on those registries, you just wanted to send things there to that same warehouse. I don't know how they would divvy things up or whatever. She just had an Amazon shop full of essentials that you could buy that would ship, which this is her Amazon shop. She does earn commission. And she said that she would donate the commissions that she earned.
Oh, she did.
She did say that in the first one, yeah.
In the Amazon
store. So I did
want
to say that. She said that she would donate those commissions. However, you have signed up for an Amazon storefront for books and stuff like that, but does it say the commission item that you earned the commission on?
Yes, it will tell you. So she would be able to look at, like, which items were bought to then kind of total out what the value is. But the kicker here that I will say with the Amazon storefront is, and I mean, also Amazon, like, commission-wise, people who run an Amazon storefront, Amazon pays, like, a negligible amount. Like,
yeah,
absolutely negligible. But if you have a lot of volume, then obviously you're going to be able to make more money. But the kicker is, if you have somebody buy something from your store, it kind of saves your link. And so then if somebody were to buy something from her store and then later on that day they opened up Amazon again, sometimes that commission from whatever they buy will also go to you.
Because you led the buyer to their site.
Yep. So, and I don't know how long that lasts for. That's like Amazon logistical stuff that I'm not super familiar with. But it's happened with mine before, where people will buy something off our Amazon storefront and then we'll have different things pop up in our store that aren't things that are in my storefront. But our link was used also to get to there, even if it was earlier. So even though she's supposedly donating the commission of these items, which if she says she is, then great. But
not great. It's what's expected. Like,
fair. So. But the kicker is other people are going to be using that link and buying other shit, and she's not going to be probably donating that money.
Well, and I don't know if she says it in this one, but they had said that they had donated, like, through them, $15,000 worth of stuff.
Awesome. Great.
Which could be, you know,
lovely.
A couple hundred dollars worth of commission, so. And then if those people went and bought other shit, who knows? You know.
So many of you who have been helping these families, I am so grateful. So this was a message I received from one of the families that we are helping. Her name is Lisa, and she sent this picture. So she went to her home and was able to see what was left of her home. This was what was left of her home.
What is going on with her nails here? Go back.
To see what was left of her.
Holy shit.
What is happening? Oh my God. Tiffany, get a new nail lady. Jesus Christ, Tiffany.
It looks like she needs a fill.
She does need a fill, but also the nails are just horrible. I'm sorry. That is, like, very vain of me, but for all the money you have, Tiffany, Jesus. Yeah.
Which is just haunting on the backdrop of the photo that she's holding.
Yeah.
And as she walked on her driveway, a remnant of one of her journals sat like this. what I can make out of it.
Who else's bullshit alarm is going off? Because I don't believe that for a fucking second. That page with this message that you're about to hear, if you didn't catch it, if you're listening, is laying face up on their driveway, unburnt.
I'm
just
skeptical.
Around the written part. I'm very skeptical.
I'm skeptical, but if it makes him feel better, then whatever.
Yes.
Says, my work is guided by God. My love is guided by God. My life is guided by God. In God, I trust. This is what I said to her when I received that. I said, I'm confident the angels let that piece of paper gracefully fall where it did, and I pray that you continue to have angels around you giving you pieces of hope in your life as you proceed through this great trial. She responded
This is Mormon General Conference talk.
Oh, 100%. She's using like, primary voice, too.
This is the fucking Super Bowl right here.
This is beautifully expressed in the Zen saying, the snow falls, each flake in its appropriate place. I had many journals lost in the fire. This gift was the only thing left. This is from the Polson family. And again, you can find their gift registry on my link down below. All of the Amazon links are going directly to those families that have lost everything. So thank you again to all of you families out there that are helping the families in need. And please watch till the end of this video. I have another really exciting way that you can help support Maui.
I'm just stunned. Like, new tragedy dropped, yeah. March incoming.
Which, let me tell you, what she mentioned is not at the end of this video, nor is it at the end of the previous video. It's at the end of the first one in the series. She didn't, the editor, whoever the f- edits the videos, didn't bother to cut that bit off, even though they didn't add the same thing at the end of the other one. So I'm gonna show it to you. It's two episodes back, and it's not great. Holy shit, it sounds like they're about to go to commercial break, which I guess they are. But it sounds like a reality TV show commercial break intro right here. Just,
that's for sure.
That's so corny.
Thank you to all of you NanFam who have been helping with the suitcase supplies. I'm adding new families every day, so please, if you can, continue to donate. The exciting thing that I was going to announce is, guys, we have decided to launch NanFam Maui merch, which the proceeds will 100% go to help all of
merch
the families
drop.
That have been affected by this fire. And so that will be coming very, very soon. I have some of the designs already being laid out. These are some of the designs, so make sure that you comment down below which one is your favorite. Also, please share this video. I've never asked any of you to do that before, but
bullshit Cap, meters going
I
off right
really
now.
I really doubt
click
that.
Click the little share button down below. This will get out and spread the message to as many people as possible, and then we will be able to help even more families affected
it
by
just
the
It just seems clout insensitive.
Goblin. It's so clout goblin.
It just seems insensitive. Like, we're going to make merch around this thing, which is great. You know what? Like, if you're going to donate proceeds, lovely. But just the way that they're discussing it and the way that they're going about it, like, pick your favorite design below. Like,
yeah, it feels so what? Incredibly hollow. The words, they do not ring. They just fall.
Like, we do
dead.
Not sound like we're talking about something awful and horrible and devastating for a lot of families. Like, it sounds like we're making cute merch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you're donating the money. This just does not feel okay in any
Which,
sense of the word.
The
I'm
designs,
getting so much ick.
The designs are so, they look like they're ripping off anything you'd find at the beach.
I could make these in Canva. You
they
guys.
Are I mean, definitely made in Canva. But one thing I would like to draw attention to is I scroll down to the merch site to look at the merch and what it's priced at and everything like that. And this is the screen that I'm greeted with. And they're back to their regular posting schedule, so they didn't do it.
Wouldn't be surprised so, if they just sent things and then didn't follow
and,
through
you
on
know,
it.
We are famously, we do that all the time. But we are not trying to.
We're not trying to
pretend like we're being some big help.
No.
For people who have experienced a tragedy.
No. And we don't even need to go into the context around this of, you know, you guys have asked us many times, like, why do all these Mormons live on Hawaii and now we have not enough Nelsons has bought land on the island and yeah. is building a home there? And like, we don't even need to go into the the privilege, the colonization, the all of that that is also tied in with this, because Tiffany doesn't give a shit about any of those things or she wouldn't be buying land on the island. But Mormons have this kind of sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
That expands in all kinds of places, especially in this one.
One more thing about monetization and the weirdness of this. She included this. They each had like their own little mini like subtitles. Like,
why
this
are we
one
using
was,
like a cute
In God
font.
We Trust. The one before it was In God I Trust.
Why are we using like cute cursive Maui Emergency? Like,
we're just getting watch time here.
Comic Sans? What?
But more importantly, this was the only video out of the five that had this message in the video.
So in Renaissance era font, for those of you that are listening, all funds earned from my Maui series videos will go to help families in Maui, with some very weird capitalization in here.
Which, I'm glad to hear. I have some questions, but before I ask those questions, was that, because now the descriptions say in bold, all proceeds from Maui Emergency will go to help those in Lahaina. Why was the description always reading this? Why was it only in the video on the last one? Was it the last one that you were like, okay, this looks pretty scummy.
I should put this
say
in
that we're going to do this, because like, were they trying to keep the proceeds from this?
There's no way she didn't think this through.
Yeah.
Even if that was her intention the whole time, it speaks to her privilege and her clout goblin thick skull to not think from the very beginning about prioritizing that.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it sounds really scuzzy. And honestly, it's
like, I don't care that you're donating all the money. You're profiting off of a tragedy.
Yeah, you're profiting off
and of until, it. You know, I tend to believe people at their word, but family vloggers are absolute fucking scum. And so I don't necessarily believe everything that comes out of their mouth. And in my mind, there's not a whole lot of clarity here on what counts as profit, what counts as revenue, what counts as the money that she's going to donate.
Totally.
Because the back end of YouTube is a lot more complicated than that, you guys. And so there's not a whole lot of clarity here. And I would be that annoying person, because it's me and I'm a family vlog hater. I would be that annoying person that would be like, pull up your AdSense and show me the money, and then show me where you're putting that money. Yeah. Because our other thing that we were talking about in our live the other night is suspicions about where that money is going. Because are you donating it directly to people who need it? Are you donating it to a government fund? Are you donating it to mutual aid? Or are you having it sent to the Mormon church, who says that they're then going to distribute it elsewhere? Because that's another fucking problem.
Major, major problem, which is something that I definitely wanted to get into and rehash, because not everybody watches the live streams, and I'm okay with that. But please join us on Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. But let me show you this, because we have spoken on tithing and offerings in the past, but I don't know if we've really gone over the tithing slips and some key points that I wanted to make on that.
Plus, if we're thinking about it in terms of profit, like, Mormon Church doesn't discriminate. No matter what money you make, you've got to donate 10% of that money in order to be like temple recommend holding, in order to be in good standing with the church, in order to worship in the temple. And so being that that's the case, like, even if she's generating all this profit on this money, like, she would still technically have to donate 10% of that to the church. So is she doing that? Because then she's not donating all of that money.
Yeah. So when you do your tithing and when you, or you do your fast offering, when you give some money for the food you would have eaten when you were fasting, first Sunday of every month, you traditionally, you would do it on one of these tithing slips. That's how it was all my life. Nowadays, finally, they're in the 21st century. You can do it online, but it's all the same stuff. So in the first box, you have tithing. That's where you would put your 10% of your income, so that you're in good standing with the church and God, supposedly. And you're able to enter the temple, like Jordan was saying. Next, you have your fast offering that first Sunday of the month, whatever you are.
You total out what you would have paid for the meals that you were going to eat that day.
They want it to be generous. So tithing is supposed to go toward operating costs of the church. Fast offerings is supposed to primarily fund the bishop's storehouse and the welfare and everything
at their
like
discretion.
That. Yep. Then you have general missionary fund, which would go into a big pile in Salt Lake City and help missionaries to pay for their missions. Ward missionary, which I believe is specific to your ward. If you have a missionary in your ward, it would help fund their mission. Then you have a humanitarian aid box right there and another box. I'm guessing if Tiffany were to take that money that she earned on AdSense and on Amazon, she would take it. And if she did give it to the church directly, she would put it in humanitarian aid. Now.
Sounds great. So far.
That's what we all would have done. That's what I would have done if there was something like that and I wanted to give and I didn't know where to go to.
They will stipulate that though, too. Like there have been, when we were in the church, there were times that the bishop would get up if there had been a recent tragedy or something. Yeah. And they would say, you know, we're helping with this. We're helping with so-and-so. Put it in the humanitarian aid and that will go to this specifically.
And that's also so they can keep track of your donations in kind of a more itemized way. But I believe that she would probably do this because we didn't think the church was fallible. And she certainly doesn't. We didn't think that they would be misappropriated or they would go somewhere else. We thought that they would be used for humanitarian aid. However, in recent years, I want to call your attention to this bottom little bit, and I'll read it for those who are listening. They had to add this stipulation because of a lot of negative media attention, I think primarily due to the Huntsman lawsuit, where he alleges, because this is still up in the air, it might be back in play. It was kind of written off for a while, alleged that he did not know that his tithing dollars were going to fund a mega mall in downtown Salt Lake City right across from the church's other properties.
Most of us didn't know that.
No, most of us didn't.
I didn't know that.
But, you know, how the f*** else are they going to pay for it? It's the church.
It's tithing dollars.
The corporation of the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints paid for and owns and operates this property. So I don't know what other income they're supposed to be getting if it's not tithing. But they added this little box at the bottom that says, though reasonable efforts will be made globally to use donations as designated, all donations become the church's property and will be used at the church's sole discretion to further the church's overall mission. So even if you put it in humanitarian aid, you could be buying f***ing GameStop stocks in the Ensign Peak Fund.
They make no guarantees.
It does not matter. So that is one of the things that was the first thing that came to mind when they were saying that people were saying that she was donating the AdSense revenue and things like that. Because if she does that, I do not know how many cents on the dollar is actually going to make it to actually helping people in Maui.
And we're not saying that this is the way that she's doing this. There's no way to know, and she hasn't specifically stipulated, but this is a way that a lot of Mormons, us included, went about humanitarian aid, because the church also kind of makes it seem like they're prioritizing it in a good way. So, like, instead of trying to decide, like, where best your money goes, the church is like, we have boots on the ground, we have information, we're prioritizing certain areas, we're giving money to where it's needed most. Like, they're doing the legwork, basically, to get them that money. And that, you assume, is like, cool, they take the guesswork out of it, it's going to go where it's needed, I'll just hand it to the church and they can do whatever. And do they provide humanitarian aid? Yes, they do. For every bitchy Mormon that's going to come into the comments, yes, they provide.
Absolutely, they do.
They donate. But how much of it is within their annual revenue? What is it, like 3%?
Not even
3%, less than 3% of the revenue that they bring in, tithing, likewise, funds, profit, whatever the hell you want to call it, they donate less than 3% of that to humanitarian aid. Is that better than zero? Absolutely. Do they donate more than McKay and I will probably ever generate in our lifetime? Absolutely.
Yeah.
However, It's these less things, than 3%.
These things are so expensive. It, like, in the grand scheme of things, how much is a couple million dollars going to actually be able to help Maui? And that's what the church is doing globally over the course of an entire year. There's no way they're even allotting that much to help people. And usually it's coming in the form of food, water, and things like that, which is good. It keeps people sustained and everything like that. But materially, it doesn't do anything.
We're not trying to say that whatever they're willing to give and are giving isn't helpful, yeah, because it is. We're just here to point out the fact that while everybody is, like, bowing to them in appreciation for what they're giving, and that's great that that's what they are giving, they act like they're the most generous, amazing, noble, yeah, people who have ever walked the planet, when in reality they have over $100 billion sitting in a bank account that never sees the light of day, because all it does is, yeah, just generate more money.
Because they're thinking, okay, if they donate to me a dollar, I can use 75 cents of that dollar to go to humanitarian aid to look good, and 25 cents of that I can use to buy stock in Apple or Google or whatever.
And that's not
tax-free, by the way.
Tax-free. That's just not the Jesus way. No. Like, I'm sorry. You either ride for Jesus or you don't fucking ride for Jesus. Like, I'm sorry. You can spend all that money and say, oh my God, we're amazing, we've donated $3 million. Okay, but you have $100 billion sitting in the bank. Could solve world hunger for, like, many years. Ain't gonna do that. It's only
$100 billion is a very conservative estimate.
That's a very conservative estimate. So, again, I'm not saying that they're not being helpful. I'm just saying that the worship that they're given for being the most charitable and humanitarian organization on the planet is bullshit.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I wanted to touch. I'm gonna share a comment with you. Jordan's going to be appalled at this comment. I took the screenshot because I couldn't believe it myself. Let me throw it up here. For the fact that Tiffany did this for the Hawaiian community and helped thousands of families is so sweet, it fills my heart. Y'all, what the fuck did she do? She hopped on Amazon and she created some registries and a storefront. What else? This is slacktivism at best. That would be a fucking top tier labeling of what this is. That is not help. She did not do this for the community at all. She did this because it's her job.
And she didn't want to look bad.
And she threw in extra stuff because she didn't want to look bad.
Yeah, because she planned out these videos. She probably, yeah, knew in some sense she was going to get backlash, but probably not to this degree. So then she had to...
What backlash? She got views.
Overcompensate.
Hella views.
But she was getting a lot of backlash from the internet about not being transparent about the money. And as so she knew that and probably overcorrected, which is why it's bolded in all those descriptions now and all of these things. But again, what Tiffany does, if it's helpful and it does something, then great. But again, it's deferring to a rich white woman who doesn't live in Maui, who hasn't been directly impacted by any of this. And so as much as it's helpful, also, I would advocate, like, who are you speaking to within the community?
Yeah.
Like, because I would imagine there is Native Hawaiian people who are trying to figure out how to help their people that probably have more direction, yeah, on this than you do as a person who doesn't fucking live there.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of taking our white privileged asses and throwing it in and trying to be helpful, maybe we should just defer to the people who are actually doing the work on the ground and listen to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing about this is just absolutely performative. She did not have to make five videos about it.
White saviorism.
It 100%. It doesn't. She could have just said, all the money will be donated, period. But instead, she has to read comments about how amazing she is. And she has to read comments from the family about how appreciative they are of her and what she's doing. And it's just giving performative. Like, it's just giving performative. It's the person who, like, gives money to an unhoused person on the street and then talks about it on Facebook for a week. Like,
or bears their testimony in fastened testimony meeting about it.
Seriously.
in the case of this.
It's just performative. Like, there are plenty of people who do humanitarian efforts and aid and things behind the scenes and don't fucking talk about it, because I'm not here to try to make myself feel good.
Yeah.
I'm not here to try to justify why I made 5 videos about Maui so I don't seem like a terrible, privileged, rich, white person.
Yeah.
Like, that's all this is right now. I don't believe Tiffany has good intentions with this in whole, like, by and large, all of the way.
Yeah.
I believe that she wants to help on some level because I think she is probably a hopefully decent human being somewhere down there. But that is not the only motivation for this. It is not.
It's the whole white saviorism thing, too. And the fact that they own land there, they're building a house. It's not a home. It's a second house, is mind-boggling me. And all these people, they act like they care, and they're like, oh, we'll send our money there now. But, like, poverty has increased in the last couple of years, especially because of COVID in Hawaii. They may have the 4th highest median household income, but they are the top when it comes to average cost of living. They have very limited resources. They're off the mainland, so getting stuff there is difficult and expensive, so everything is more expensive. And then people like Tiffany are going there constantly. They go there all the time, especially because they have a property there now. They're going there and they're using up people's resources, and the native Hawaiians are saying, stop coming here. It's only a state because 150 years ago, rich white capitalists were mad that they weren't getting enough say in the government for the taxes they were paying for their plantations, where they're extracting raw materials from the land and shipping them off. And they were like, oh, U.S. Marine Corps, please come and help us because we want some say in this. So come and overthrow the government so that you can annex illegally the Kingdom of Hawaii. Like,
go listen to the people, Native Hawaiian people who live on the island and what they have to say about it, because at the end of the day, what we as white people say about this doesn't fucking matter. Go listen to those people, because anytime this ever comes up, I see people talk, oh, but the tourist industry, like, just go listen to those people.
It goes to white people in the Mormon church. Literally a year or two ago, the Mormon church's real estate arm bought a fucking resort on Maui for over $100 million.
The church has multiple temples. I don't think
that money is going
a college.
There, people are coming and supporting the tourism industry, but that money is going to the Mormon church so they can invest in fucking Victoria's Secret. So
we're not here to speak for Native Hawaiian people. Go listen to them.
Specifically, there's a guy I follow on TikTok. He is LPK Chang 808. I'll link him here. I'm going to use his link tree down in the bio, because he has links of direct mutual aid. There's a whole account on Instagram of people's Venmos that you can send money directly to them so they can use it in an appropriate fashion, because
in the way that they want to use it.
Because just assuming what people need or just getting general things is not helpful. And sending it to a warehouse, like, it totally misses the end person that it needs to benefit in a lot of cases. So he's got resources there. I think he's keeping it up to date, but he speaks a lot on the topic and is also an ex-Mormon, which I found out. I don't know if he publicizes that, but he mentioned it to me in some of the comments one time. But
there are plenty of people out there. Go listen to them. Direct your attention to them. Listen to what they have to say as far as help goes, because that's what we need to be doing, is going directly to the people that are there and live there and need it versus
and are affected by it.
The people there who have a second home and plenty of funds and privileges and resources that other people don't. So just bear that in mind. But
like, I'm sorry to Tiffany and her kids, because I bet it was scary. Like, when there's a fire, I think, just judging, because they said what hotel they were in, Just judging by the hotel and looking at maps, there were flames within like 6 or 7 miles from where they were staying. That's scary because at a moment's notice, the wind can shift and that distance can be eaten up really quick. And there was a small hurricane that was passing through. So the wind was already fanning the flames and everything like that. But it pales in comparison to the years of rebuilding and recovering that this town will do.
And she can leave.
Yeah. It's her second house.
She doesn't live there. Like, it, power outages and infrastructure and all of those issues, like...
They just got on a plane and f***ed off.
And it doesn't matter. Like, those things don't matter because they don't f***ing live there. And if they did, I mean, they don't have to. Like, they can just fly home to their other house and not have to deal with it anymore. Yeah. And it, was it annoying? And were there flight delays and shit? And was it probably chaotic? Absolutely. But she doesn't have to stay there.
Yep.
She has the privilege of leaving. And yep. That's not the
same
thing. A lot
of these people don't get to leave.
No, that's not the same thing. Nor do they have the funds to just hop over to another area or stay in a hotel or drive somewhere or like just the abs. This just drips with f***ing privilege. And it's just icky to me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know we're going to get a million comments that are going to be like, she's trying to do a good thing and you're just shitting all over. It's yeah. Tiffany. I don't give a shit.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. They have to be well executed in order to actually do anything. I'm willing to wager that there's going to be shit that goes to that's shipped to that warehouse and it sits and sits and sits until they finally decide to throw it away because nobody came or nobody needed it. So
I know we're being meticulous about this, but she didn't have to broadcast this. She didn't have to put it on the internet. She didn't need to make 5 fucking videos about it. She didn't need to do all of 5, these things. Like,
5 is crazy.
Girly.
I was shocked when it was only 5 because it just, I didn't watch any of them until today. And then when I did watch them or when we had seen it last week that she had posted them, I was like, there's probably another video after that one. Right.
I don't care.
Shockingly, there wasn't.
I don't care what your intentions are with these videos. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Then her content, she's posted 2 videos, resumed business as usual. No mention, just casual.
So, not enough Nelsons are up there with 8 passengers for me for like the disgust.
At least she's
that
not
I have.
Openly abusive to her kids.
Yeah, she's got that going for her at least. So 8 passengers will remain at the top of my list, but not enough Nelsons and Tiffany are at a close f***ing second. Yeah. And if you try to take this video down again, the only thing I have to say to you is good f***ing luck.
Anyway, that's awful. And I hated it. Oh, wait, that's your line.
This was f***ing awful and I hated it. And I swore a lot in this, but I'm so irritated.
I have my work cut out for me, but I watched all of these and it just unfolded in a way in front of me that I couldn't believe.
Mind you, he didn't just watch them on YouTube, so they didn't get money.
Just so goofy, corny, and really disappointing, I guess. So anyway, I'm not going to plug our usual stuff. I mentioned earlier the link tree with a lot of good mutual aid places. Go and check those out. Like I said, Lance, he lives in Hawaii and he's native Hawaiian and I trust him a lot. And go check out his content. I'll put that in the description as well because he puts into words a lot of the feelings of the native Hawaiian people and attitudes that they have toward tourism and things of that nature. So stop going to Hawaii. I know it sounds great. We have places that have good weather here in the mainland United States. You don't need to go and cause a situation like this. Can you imagine how less of an issue it would have been if so many tourists weren't there? There were even like houses are burning. There's smoke in the air and they're on their balcony and people are like swimming and surfing on the beach down below. I was like, Jesus Christ. I understand you're on vacation, but have a little empathy Anyway, so I'll leave you on that. Thank you. We love you. Be better than this.
If you're watching this and you're a regular of ours, we know that you are, but
yeah, please just have some sense.
And
that one's for Tiffany when she inevitably tries to take down this video. Anyway,
but we'll leave you with this baloney. Will you say something?
He's at a loss for words. He's at a loss for words, as we are. We love you, and we will see you next time.